sleep. Don't apologize. It's fine. I want you to be awake by yourself. Not when you're feeling like this. You know who you're talking to, right? I know you. And even if it's dark, I can see you frowning. I can just feel it. Want another pillow? So you can hug something, and I can hug you. The ultimate cozy. You can be the ultimate cozy little spoon. See. Just think about something nice for a second. If we could teleport anywhere, any country, any universe even, where would you want to go? It's a good choice. No, I like it. Me. My answer is more simplistic. I think less creative. I think given how warm it has been lately, I want to go someplace cold. Not like middle of winter in the north of Sweden cold. But like, I wouldn't mind having fall right now. Such times when you can open the window. And that cool air. Not too cold. Just to where it's refreshing. Comes in. And since it usually rains a lot, it's the kind of air that feels so clean and clear. Like there's so much oxygen. It almost makes you feel a little bit more alive. And the trees are in these beautiful colors. Yellow and red and brown. Orange. And I just watch the leaves blow in the wind. Curl up beside the window there. Nice fluffy blanket. And share something warm to drink. And just talk. It'll be like one of those nights when we don't stop talking. And suddenly, Night turns to morning. Exactly. I know, it sounds so nice. I think so too. Not too far away. It's a little early to talk about Christmas, but I appreciate the enthusiasm. I wonder if I'm gonna get any kind of snow. Guess we'll see. If you want to, sure. But I've never been. And I'm pretty sure if I was gonna go skiing, I would break something. 99.9. You do well though, I think. I think you would, yeah. You know, sometimes I see those. What are they called? They're not called. They're like skis on wheel, and then you have these little like canes that you use to propel you forward. Yeah, that you can like exercise that way, like on an asphalt, and you know what I mean, at least, right? Yeah, I don't know the words for it, but we could do that. Maybe, maybe not. No, it's not exactly the same, but I don't know, it kind of looks fun, I think. Especially when you go downhill, like just whoosh, go so fast. That would be fun. Doing really well. Do you know that? I know your patterns a little bit. When you're all like that. So I just want to remind you. When that inner voice starts talking. Focusing on everything that went wrong. Everything that you should have done. That you really are doing well. And that little perfectionist in there. That always points out all the flaws. And mistakes you for a robot. You're human. And you're doing wonderful. You really are. You already are. You know, tomorrow's a new day. A new day that could could perhaps even be great. It's one of the wonderful things. We never really know, do we? But there's always potential. There's always potential for good things to happen. And regardless of how the day turns out, you know I'm here, right? Right beside you. No matter what. I'm here. Okay. I'm always here for you. Whoever it is to hold you when you're falling down. To keep you company when you can't sleep. Or to talk you through something. I'm always here. And I love you. Okay. More than anything. I really do. It's going to be okay, baby. I promise you, it really is. Okay. Try to close your eyes, okay? Doing good. I'll stay up until you fall back asleep. Okay. Of course. And you squeeze my hand if you need. All you gotta do is focus on my voice. How warm and safe you feel with me wrapped around you. Let your breathing sink with mine. In. That's it. I'll be right here, sweetie. Right here watching over you. You're safe. You're so safe right now. I promise. You're so safe. save me. I'm watching over you. I promise. You're not alone. I'm right here. You can consider me your guard dog, your shield. You were sleepy little night watch. Except I promise not to bark and wake you up. Cross my heart. I'm not going anywhere, sweetie. I'm right here beside you. Right here. I got you. I'll take care of you. You know why? Because you deserve that. You deserve nothing less than that. For someone to look after you. And make sure you feel safe. Make sure you feel happy. And that you know how loved you are. You're so loved. You really are. Ask it.